Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. We join a guest of Linda Bordoni's. He is the spiritual director of the Pontifical Beda College here in Rome, Father Jim Brand.
Hello, it's Father Jim. We've reached the third Sunday in ordinary time, year A, which is the cycle where we're listening to St. Matthew's Gospel this liturgical year. And we're thinking of the time now before Lent and since at the Epiphany, where our Lord presented himself at the Jordan, and where the early church was conscious of Isaiah's prophecy that the Lord would appear in the fringe places, Zebulun and Naphtali, up in the north, border towns, border villages, far side of the Jordan, if you please. That means almost beyond the pale. And that's where our Lord started his work. He didn't start at the centre and move out. He started outside and moved inwards. St. Luke sees his whole ministry as a big pilgrimage towards Jerusalem, where he walked up from Jericho the day before Palm Sunday for his death and resurrection. And then his second gospel, Luke, takes the message from Jerusalem to Rome. It's a great pilgrim. Our Lord is a pilgrim. The church is a pilgrim church on the move. And as we shall hear next week, it requires great nobility and courage. Our Lord went back to Nazareth after his baptism because John had been arrested by Jesus. And he left Nazareth and went to Capernaum. So he knew that he'd have to face one Herod or another one day, because if you set the downtrodden free, you'll make enemies. There are many brave people in the world at the moment who've made enemies because of their integrity and their vision of justice and democracy. And sadly, they often get shot and assassinated, like the assassination of the Lord. This poem took place when America was at the Civil War. Most terrible thing that happened to that beautiful country. And throughout the world at the moment, there are so many tribes fighting, civil unrest. It's absolutely heartbreaking. But even in the middle of civil war, you'll find some people who are outstanding in their courage, like the Lord. Now, this poem may be a bit partial really, but I wouldn't really know what the feelings about the Civil War are in the United States. But surely everyone has to admit, including somebody from the South, that this lady, Barbara Frietchie, was very brave. By John Greenleaf Whittier. Up from the meadows rich with corn, clear in the cool September morn, the clustered spires of Frederick stand, green-walled by the hills of Maryland, and round about them orchards sweep, apple and peach tree fruited deep. Fair as the garden of the Lord to the eyes of the famished rebel horde, on that pleasant morn of the early fall, when Lee marched over the mountain wall, over the mountains winding down, horse and foot into Frederick town. 40 flags with their silver bars, 40 flags with their crimson bars, flapped in the morning wind. The sun of noon looked down and saw not one. Up rose Barbara Frietchie then, bowed with her 4 score years and 10, bravest of all in Frederick town, She took up the flag the men hauled down. In her attic window, the staff she set, to show that one heart was loyal yet. Up the street came the rebel tread, Stonewall Jackson riding ahead. Under his slouched hat, left and right he glanced. The old flag met his sight. Halt! The dust-brown rank stood fast. Fire! Outblazed the rifle blast. It shivered the window, pane and sash. It rent the banner with seam and gash. Quick as it fell from the broken staff, Dame Barbara snatched the silken scarf. She leant far out of the windowsill and shook it forth with a royal will. "Shoot, if you must, this old grey head, but spare your country's flag," she said. A shade of sadness, a blush of shame over the face of the leader came. The nobler nature within him stirred to life that at that woman's deed and word. "Who touches a hair of yon grey head dies like a dog. March on," he said. All day long through Frederick Street sounded the tread of marching feet. All day long that free flag tossed over the heads of the rebel host. Ever its torn folds rose and fell on the loyal winds that loved it well. And through the hill gaps sunset light shone over it with a warm good night. Barbara Fritch's work is o'er, and the rebel rides on his raids no more. Honour to her, and let a tear fall for her sake on Stonewall's bier. Over Barbara Fritch's grave, flag of freedom and union wave. Peace and order and beauty draw round the symbol of light and law. And ever the stars above look down on thy stars below in Frederictown. That's the guts our Lord had. Amen.
Thanks there to the spiritual director of the Pontifical Beda College here in Rome, Father Jim Brand, whose moving words were recorded for us by Linda Bordoni. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.